I'm gravely concerned about recent developments in Iraq. Iraq's on the other side of Iran from Afghanistan, and Iran is in many ways a key driver, player in the region, and I'm very concerned that we are ending up, at least for the short term, on the same side as Iran in a fight against Shiite extremists. This group, ISIS or ISIL, they go by different acronyms, is increasingly well-equipped, well-funded, lethal, clear in their intent to attack America and American interests. And I think we're in a very difficult spot. I would not support the reintroduction of American combat troops. I think having finally gotten out of combat in Iraq was an important step forward. But I do think we have to be very mindful of the real threat to the United States and our interest in the region posed by this group. And I will support a limited action, strikes, possibly even jet fighter attacks against ISIL positions if they come close to overthrowing the Iraqi government.
Concerned that that becomes sort of a slippery slope to get us back in, or do you think there is enough Iraq fatigue that that won't really happen?
There is a great deal of not just Iraq fatigue, but Afghanistan fatigue, frankly, intervention fatigue that I hear loud and clear from Delawareans. That doesn't mean that we should withdraw from the world. That doesn't mean that we should abandon the gains that we made, the investments that we made in Afghanistan abruptly. And it doesn't mean that we can be unconcerned about developments in Syria, in Jordan, and in Iraq. I am particularly concerned about the stability of Jordan, which has been a long and close ally, which is right in between Syria and Iraq, and I think will be the next country that ISIS will attack. I'm also concerned about our vital ally, Israel, which lives in the toughest neighborhood in the world and continues to be under the threat of a potential Iranian nuclear weapons capability. There's a lot going on in the Middle East. I had a chance to meet with Secretary Kerry about this last week. And I do think, broadly shared on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, there is a great resistance to any significant reintervention in the Middle East.